Are there any other instances in which surname would be used, besides age?
Well, I don't know of. If you're in the Army, it says so to everybody, if they, unless they below you in rank.
Let's see. If someone is very much afraid of a place, you'd say he dreaded it very much, or he what dreaded it? Would you ever say he purely dreaded it?
I don't, but it's a common expression. That's not in my usage, but it's...
Well, what might you say instead of purely? Not he purely dreaded it, but... Would you say he really dreaded it?
Yes, I would say he really dreaded it.
Okay. Now, I wonder if you've heard this expression. Suppose somebody has some coon dogs, some really fine coon dogs. Have you ever heard people say something like, them's real dogs, to mean they're good dogs?
Oh, yes.
Heard real used that word?
Yes, ma'am, used it. Used that for various things.
Well, can you cite another instance when you've used that?
Well, you'd say, that's a real demo. Sort of gets in there, not exactly like superlative, but it's...
But it fits in there somewhere.
Yes.
Okay. Suppose you're tacking up a picture on the wall for your wife.
Like the one over there.
Yeah. And your finger slips and you hit it. What would you say?
Well...
If nobody was around, what would you say?
Well, I'm not too much given to saying them. I might, though.
Well, what might you say if there were several women sitting in the other room?
I'd probably say the same thing.
Oh, you would. Okay. Well, what do you think a woman might say?
Well, this day and time, she'd say anything I would, of course.
Well, there may be a certain amount of truth to that, too. What's an expression with sake or sakes in it?
Well, for goodness sake, for heaven's sake, I use for goodness sake again, but the other one, not much.
Okay. Have you ever used an expression that has sakes something?
Well, so like folks, some of them say sakes alive, but...
Uh-huh. Would you ever use that?
Not often, no.
All right. Let's see, what's an exclamation maybe of impatience? Like, if a child does something that you think that he really shouldn't have done, he should have been smart enough not to do it, you might say, oh, something.
Well, you may say for Pete's sake.
Okay. Would you ever use the expression shoot, or botheration, or tarnation?
Well, a little bit, not often.
All right. How about all shucks?
Well, we use that every once in a while, that's common.
Okay. If someone does something that's unexpected, and it seems very inappropriate, you might say, why the very... Okay. What I'd like you to do is pronounce I-D-E-A.
Oh, the very idea.
Now, how would you greet a good friend you hadn't seen for a long time? You'd say, how?
He or her.
Okay. Well, let's see, it's a he, let's say. What would you say?
It's just been a long time or something like that.
Okay. Well, if you wanted to say, how are you, how would you say it? What would the expression be?
I guess that's what I'd say. How are you getting along, probably.
Okay. Well, would you say, how are you, or how are you, or where would you put that?
I'd say, how are you?
Okay. Yeah. And suppose it was somebody you had seen recently. Would you still say, how are you?
Yeah.
Okay. Really. And suppose you were just being introduced to someone. Where would you put the emphasis?
I don't know what I'd use that. Maybe I'd say, how do you do?
Okay. Let's see, a visitor is leaving and you want to invite him to return sometime. What would you say to him?